I can't believe I did that. I ruined everything. I've destroyed my witness and ministry.
Calm down, Grace. You're just in shock. Just come sit over here.
Is Liam okay?
That was so awesome. That was totally bonkers. You were just amazing.
Heather, can you please calm down also? You're not helping things here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Wait, sorry for being sorry, Sophia.
Heather, please focus. You were checking on Liam?
Oh yeah, good news, ladies. Liam is okay. I think the only thing that you hurt was his pride, Grace.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
See? Liam's fine. You don't have to worry.
Can we get back to the fact that we were in the presence of a real Amazonian? She went beast mode on Liam! Everyone's talking about you. A lot of the guys totally freaked out when you tossed Liam like a pro wrestler. Did I tell you that you're amazing?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Dang it, Heather. You're totally being the opposite of helpful right now.
It's okay. It's all my fault anyways. I need to apologize to you, Heather. I totally lost it when I saw you. If I didn't charge at you like that, Liam wouldn't have stepped in to try to protect you. I'm really ashamed of myself. I have no excuse for what I did.
So what were you going to do to me if Liam didn't jump in the way?
I honestly don't know. Maybe grab you at the shoulders and shout at you? I obviously wasn't thinking.
Grace, I don't understand why you got so worked up when you saw Heather. Do you two know each other?
I used to date her little sister, Ariana.
Wait, your ex is Grace's little... Oh.
I'm such a hypocrite.
Grace? Are you going into shock again?
No, I'm fine. I'm in my right mind. I'm just angry and upset at myself. I feel like I've been exposed as a fraud.
You are, like, totally losing me here.
Me too.
When I saw you, Heather, all these emotions just hit me like a tidal wave. I just started thinking of Ariana.
How is she? I haven't heard from her in a while.
I don't know. I haven't talked to her ever since she came out.
Oh, wow. That was several years ago.
Why is it such a big deal to you that your sister's gay?
I'm a fifth generation Adventist. Ariana and I both grew up in the church. We played music for church service. We participated in evangelistic meetings. We were youth leaders. We were role models and mentors to younger people. When Ariana came out and first told me, I was completely shocked. I didn't know what to say at first. I felt ashamed of her. I felt betrayed by her. I got angry at her. We got into a heated argument. I remember shouting at her, "How can you do this when you know this goes against what the Bible teaches?"
That's harsh.
I know. I just couldn't believe my little sister was gay. We knew more Bible truth than most people ever would. How could she do this? It hurt me so much. I worried how my parents would react. What would church people think? How would I explain this to the youth who look up to her?
Were you the first person she told?
I think so. Looking back, I realized I was so selfish back then. I didn't even consider her feelings. I was more worried about my family status and church. I pushed her away from me that day. I basically disowned her. My own sister. She was my partner. She was my confidant. My best friend.
I always wondered why Ariana never even talked about her family. She kept a photo of you two and got really mad at me when I asked about it.
While I definitely don't agree with what you did back then, I understand your feelings. Once I was hurt so personally and deeply, I wanted to lash out at the person who did it, but I couldn't. I blamed God for what happened and I walked away from him for a long time.
I'm so sorry, Sophia.
Sophia doesn't like it when you...
Not the time, Heather.
When Ariana moved out of the house, I dedicated myself to being an even better Christian. I got more involved in outreach, mission trips, Bible studies, evangelistic meetings.
So you were trying to become a super Christian to make up for Ariana?
Yeah, I guess you can say that. I spent so much time doing ministry and bringing people to Christ. I wore a mask of holiness while I felt so much guilt and shame on the inside. I was ashamed my family wasn't perfect. I felt guilty for abandoning my sister when she needed me. I prayed for years for Ariana to give up the gay lifestyle, but nothing happened. When Liam told me he had a gay cousin who decided to follow Jesus wholeheartedly, I was jealous. Why couldn't that be Ariana's story? So when I saw Heather earlier...
Hold on. If you haven't been in contact with Ariana all this time, how did you know about Heather?
I was cyber-stalking Ariana on social media. She posted a lot of pictures of herself and Heather when they were dating.
Ooh, sneaky.
Sorry.
It's all good. I get why you did it.
What am I going to do now?
Well, I don't know about your church status or ministries and whatnot, but I think you should talk to Ariana.
Do you think so? I don't know if I can. I don't know if she would even want to talk to me.
Don't you think you sinned when you hurt your sister? Shouldn't you repent and try to make things right?
Yes, I need to apologize to Ariana.
Maybe Ariana's not living the life you would want her to, but she's still your sister. Even if she never wants to see you again, you should still love her. You actually are very lucky. I would give anything for my sister to be alive again.
I didn't know you had a... I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll tell you about her sometime.
You're absolutely right, Sophia. I need to reconnect with Ariana. I'm just a coward, though. Lord have mercy on me. I've encouraged so many people to be bold and walk out in faith. I don't follow my own counsel. I'm just pathetic.
You can do this, Grace. Heather and I are here for you.
Yep.
Really? After all I've said and done, you would help me?
Sure, in exchange for some Bible studies.
And exercise training.
And exercise training.
Sophia, Heather, thank you so much. You don't know how much this means to me.
Shifu, please, teach us your kung fu. We are your student followers.
I have no idea what you just said.
Oh, you'll get used to it.
We are going to be Amazonian buff Bible masters. Booyah!
So, how do I do this? What should I say? Maybe I should pray first.
How about we pray for you while you call her right now?
You have been listening to The Veggie Boy Project, a dramatization of a young man's desire for better health and how it led him to a journey into faith. This episode was written by Jennifer and David Quach. Narration and original music by Philip Pitcher. The voice of Sophia was Christy Huynh. The voice of Heather was Brittany Vung.
The voice of Grace is Jane Tong.
Next time, Heather asks her parents to accept her as she is.